This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Go to hell, Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Like, he's going to join us on the River Islands guest line, but I won't do this. Like, I find it disrespectful for me to bring in your former partner. Well, you do it.
I'll bring him in.
Bring him in.
He's one of the all-time great fullbacks in the history of football. He's a man who taught me more about life than any other human being outside of my father, Dwayne. At the same time, I learned more from him in terms of cliches, and I'd like to do my Low Neal impression of doing Obama, because this man, my brother Lorenzo Neal, I miss you, Big Daddy. What's going on, Daddy?
That was good. You had me at hello, brother. That was great.
Brother, how you been, kid? We talked a little bit yesterday, Daddy, but you had to go because you were locked in on Sunday Night Football.
Absolutely, little Monday Night Football. Yeah. Sitting with my boy from Fresno State, if he had any magic left, and just too much Kansas City. I tell you, watching those guys play in Kansas City, they find a way to get it done. I mean, Dibs, you look at them, hell, their offense is not lighting up the scoreboard. But I always say, Dibs, you know it, and you can finish this line for me. Offense entertains, but defense wins championships, and that's what's not going on with the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Where the hell is the defense gone?
Yeah, we can talk about that, but just remember this. You better tread lightly when you're in the lion's mouth or something, right?
Absolutely. My father always told me, he said, walk easy when you got your hand in the lion's mouth.
Right.
You know what? And that's the saying I still tell my kids today. Walk easy. Walk easy.
Okay, Low Neal, before we go deeper into your comment that you just made about the Niners, let's start with this. What does a Super Bowl hangover feel like?
You know what? I remember being in Tennessee, and we go to Super Bowl. We lose by a yard to the Rams. The next year, I don't think it was a hangover. You know, Aldo Greco, who's one of the best kickers in this league, that's seen, he missed a couple chip shots, and yeah, we played the team that ended up blowing out the Giants, the Baltimore Ravens, which they were worthy of it. But, you know, that was the Super Bowl. We knew that game was going to be the Super Bowl. They were able to beat us at home. And unfortunately, so we didn't have necessarily a hangover. I think this right now is not a necessarily hangover. This is just right now you're not able to get it done. And even though you're playing as hard as you can, you're just right now, you're not good enough. Let's be real. They're getting pushed off the line. The offense is creating a new line of scrimmage. You saw the Arizona Cardinals take the ball with 6 minutes left, and the Niners had no answer. It wasn't like they were throwing. It was like, we're running. and Connor, and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't care if you put 8 in the box, 9 in the box, you can't stop us. And that's what they did.
So you don't think the Niners are suffering from a Super Bowl hangover at all?
I think that you have to say, what does your eyes tell you? These guys are playing hard. You look at the Niners. You look at some of the things. You watch the telephone to come down on when Kyler ran the touchdown. He came inside. He thought it was a run. Kyler's outside. Should have took outside. Bad angle. Misread the play. Should have been outside. And I know they're watching film and they see it. So when you say the hangover, what is necessarily a hangover? You played the Rams. The Rams had a misfit offensive line. They had new tackles, new guards. It wasn't like it was a great offensive line, and you lost. You hit them with the two-piece. You got up by double digits. You got up by double digits against Arizona. And you're Mike Tyson, but guess what? He used to throw that blow and knock them everyone out. But now, and when he got older, he threw that same hook. He's still throwing blows, but guess what? Guys can withstand it, and they're still standing.
Well, here's what I guess I wonder, because, you know, I've never played in the Super Bowl, but a guy I bet you know, I'm doing a show with him on Sunday night. This is right after the 49ers lose. Ephraim Salaam, 13-year offensive lineman in the league. I would imagine you two crossed paths a time or two. And Ephraim, his analysis of what was going on with the Niners was, no matter how hard you try to tell yourself, no, we need urgency, we need to be ready to go each week, and we have the talent to do this, no matter how hard you try to tell yourselves, in the back of the Niners' minds, they don't truly believe that the early regular season games are that big of a deal. And so that's part of why you're seeing what you're seeing. Do you buy that?
I you know what? I want to be optimist, and I want not to be doom and gloom, Dibs, and I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, they're going to get this together. I'm telling you, what I've seen with the eye test, they're not good enough. And I know fans are going to like, oh, Lo, what are you talking about? Let me tell you, you watch this team play, and you watch the trenches. Go back and watch the All-22. You go in there and download it and go watch the All-22. They're getting pushed off the line of scrimmage. There was no, they tried to do gap control. Last year you fired the defensive coordinator because you said, hey, it was a defensive coordinator. Now players got to take accountability as well. Yeah, players got to go out there and play. But you watch this defense. You watch the gap control. You watch the different things they're doing. And sometimes they're in the right place, and they're just getting pushed off the ball. Watch the tape. The tape doesn't lie. When you say, okay, we're just going to turn it over, we're just going to turn it on at the end of the year, the difference is, if you can't turn it on at the end of the year, because guess what? Everyone's in the pack right now. You have not shown enough. I know people say, oh, the last 7 years, this team has started off, 2-3, or this is the same type of – the difference to what I've seen right now from this year, they shouldn't win these games. Yeah, it's a mistake here, but look at Kansas City. What is it? Kansas City is not necessarily scoring more than the Niners, but what is Kansas City doing? They're playing great defense. Go watch. The Chiefs are – Mahomes is throwing an interception every single game. But go watch the way they play defense. They're not giving up 7, 5, 6, and 4 yards a run. Go look. This is what the biggest thing is with the Niners right now. Offensively, yes, they're playing good, not great. But they're playing good enough to win football games offensively. You cannot win if your defense is going to play like this. Guys, I don't care what you say. If you say it's a hangover, I'm going to say I'm going to push back. Because you are what your record is. And right now they're just not playing good enough to win games. And guys, you know it. They're going to lose Thursday. If they don't get this fixed, they're not going to go into Seattle and say we're going to win. All of a sudden now we got to turn on the win. They're not.
I couldn't agree with you more, Lo, and you and I, same church, same pew, and for a change, you're sitting on my lap, which is very uncomfortable, quite frankly. But when you look at the defense and you talk about, like, the fix, is the fix within the building, is it schematic? Is it the personnel that they have? How do they go about slowing down the ground game? Because you're right, Lo, 12 carries for 72 yards from Connor over the last two drives. They got gashed in the A gap, the B gap, and even the C gap.
Wow, nice with the uptick. I think that when you look at this team, you got it now. you have to start. You got to start saying, we got to slant to one side because we're getting pushed off the line. You watch on the double teams on the nose, the three techniques, 3-4 yards down the field. I'm seeing it with my eyes. So, yes, I think that right now they're getting overpowered. They're not the physical team. No one is scared of them anymore. This is a, you look at, they're throwing blows. It's not that the lack of, it's not lack of effort. So I just think that I don't necessarily think it may be scheme. I think for this scheme, they don't have necessarily maybe the right guys up front because they're getting beat in the trenches. Fred Warner, man, you guys seen what he's been doing, the interceptions, punch outs, all the things you're doing, but they're making plays down the field. So you got to win in front, and they're not winning in the trenches. And so until that problem is fixed, because when your defense is playing well, guys, what does that do? That gives your offense more opportunities to score because your defense is getting three and outs. When you're not winning on defense in first and second down, now it's third and two and third and three, guess what? It's run or pass. You have to stay ahead of the sticks on defense as well. And their defense, the defense is not getting it done. Until that happens, until they make some you know, changes, whether it's players, whether it's scheme, you're going to continue to struggle.
Lo Neal is with us here, of course, on Willard and Dibbs. And you know darn well the kickoff show is coming each weekend here on 95.7 The Game. And Lo Neal, a big part of that, and that's coming again as we get ready for a game in just about 48 hours. Lo, let me ask you this. This isn't devil's advocate, because I could sit here and nod my head a little bit at what you're saying. But to hear you talk as if it sounds like the Niners are just getting wholly outplayed when they play football. So I guess I would ask you, well, if that's the case, then why are they seemingly up by double digits when they enter the fourth quarter every week?
Well, it looks like, to me, it looks like they're starting off fast. My dad always told me a fast horse runs fast, but he doesn't run long. You played against, so all of a sudden, yeah, you're making mistakes, but guess what? You're not overcoming them. Yeah, you can be up by double digits, but what does that matter? You played against a Ram team that you guys know the Rams are not very good. The Rams didn't have two of their star receivers, and you gone. And it was more Niner fans there than it was Rams fans. So, you have a 14-point lead. Hey, yesterday you saw Baltimore come down double digits. So does that mean that you're the better team? No, I'm not saying the Niners doesn't have more talent than some of these teams that they're playing. But right now, what my eyes show me and watching the game, you can't say that they're better because they're getting outplayed in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, you see it. It was ferocious. They just kind of lined up in the first half. They held him down. Second half, they beat him up. So they wore the Niners out. Something's going on that they're just getting pushed around. They're getting beat up in the second half of ball games. And they're in the physical part of it, this bad part of it, it's mostly on the defensive side of the ball. When they need to make a stop and need to be physical and need to bow their necks and hit them, get a turnover, it's not happening.
Yeah, and Arizona only faced a couple of third downs in the last two drives, and they converted one, and the other one they converted on fourth down. So you're right. It looked like the Niners' defense wore down. How about the other side of the ball, Lo, when you look at the 49er offense, which came up pointless in the second half? What are you seeing from the offensive line in particular as it pertains to pass protection and what Brock Purdy's being asked to do?
Yeah, Brock Purdy, this is probably his finest hour. His ability to make guys miss and run downfield and third down, pick it up with his legs, they're asking this guy to do too much. And he's taking it upon himself. You watch him back there, he's Houdini. You watch the way he zigs and he zags and he's making guys miss and going, getting rid of the ball. He's doing a phenomenal job, but there's letdowns on every time on up front. There are some breakdowns fundamentals. Guys are taking turns. The team's just not playing collectively. They're not playing as a unit offensively with consistency. You see the way that, you know, they're running the ball. They're getting physical. They're doing those things. But you just watch them. They take a play. They play three plays well, and then, boom, you have a letdown. So I just think that right now, something's missing. So when people are like, this team can just fix this and turn it on, I got to see it to believe it, because the talent is there. They could very rarely be 4-0. They can be 5-0 right now, but they're not. And you have to ask yourself, why not? And until this team, and that's what Shanahan has to say, I got to coach my coaches harder. I got to get attention to details. Why are we losing double-digit leads in the fourth quarter? And why are we not getting stops on third down? Why are we not converting on offense? What's going on us when the second half, when we need to score one more, put them away? Why are we putting the ball on the ground? This team's got to figure out how to win. Just look at Kansas City Chiefs. Go look at their turnovers this year compared to the Niners. That you got to find a way to win. Football is not easy, and football is not for the faint and heart. And this Niner team, they have to get their identity back, and they got to find a way to win ball games instead of find a way to lose ball games. And that's what championship teams do. And right now, they are not playing championship football.
Lo, I want you to listen to this, and we would love your response, because of all the things that any football analysts have said about the 49ers through five games, to me, this one's the scariest. This is the tree shaker. Brian Baldinger is asked by Bonte and Joe this morning, what's the identity of the 49ers? Listen to his answer.
Slow. They just look slow, Joe. They look like a slow team. Like, I don't see speed. I just don't see, like, it just the whole operation, the pass rush, the receiver, they just look like a slow team to me. Now, look, when you're 2-3, nothing feels good. And you start using superlatives like I'm doing. But if I'm finishing a sentence, that's what it looks like to me. And that's, you know, that's your team, though. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
When I hear that, I'm like, well, that's not fixable. So what's your reaction to that?
Wow. I think he's spot on. When you look at the Niners, why aren't they getting off blocks? You look at Baldy and what he's saying. He's saying, they're looking slow. They look like a shot fighter. You're starting off, you're boom, you're coming out, you're peppering them, and all of a sudden, you're losing a step. And it's attention to detail, and it's a mindset. They have to get this thing figured out, because that's why I keep saying, and that's why I tell you again, they'll lose against Seattle if you play this way. So until they make a collective effort, and that's everywhere, coaches got to coach harder, players got to play better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Right, the attention to details. This is about going about the attention to details, everyone doing their job, because right now, you're not good enough to make mistakes and win ball games. So that tells you got to play better football. You got to play with less mistakes if you're going to win. Because what Baldy's saying, they look slow. They're out of place. They just look like they're slow. Teams are beating them to the punch. They're beating them off the ball. They're beating them in the trenches. That is it right now. You got to figure this thing out, man. If you don't, this team would be lucky to win 8 games this year.
Lo, what's it like playing a Thursday coming off a Sunday, especially when you have to go on the road?
You're sore. You're sore. You're tired. You're still tight because Monday you come in, you freaking get a little stretch. You jump in the hot tub. You try to fight through the workout on Monday. You're still freaking beat up. Tuesday usually off, but you can be off on Tuesday. So now Tuesday, because it's a short week, you're going through a walkthrough. You're trying to loosen up. You got massage therapists there. You're freaking getting in the cold tub. You're icing. You're trying to get your body ready to go. And shoot, Wednesday, you're traveling. Wednesday's another walkthrough with jogs. You've got to start running. You've got to get the muscles loosened. So you're fighting through it on Tuesday and Wednesday. Some type of jog, some type of sweat. You got to get in. You can't just say, guys need the day off. You can't. You have to loosen them up. You cannot just say, oh, we got to play Thursday. No, it's all walkthroughs. No, you got to run because on Thursday, you got to get back to full speed. You got to freaking be able to get on the field and run full speed. Mm. You can't just say, all week long, we're just going to sit around and walk and do walkthroughs. Can't do it. Won't do it. Shanahan's not doing it. But guess what? Seattle played and they lost too, so both these teams are going to be hungry. And this is going to be a huge test for the Niners to see if they can get off the canvas, because right now they're on the canvas.
I love it, Lo. And, you know, you say that you didn't suffer a Super Bowl hangover, but I'm looking at the box score, and you lost to a quarterback who went 5-for-16 for a $117 against you in the playoffs. If that's not a hangover, I don't know what is, brother.
Let me tell you what a hangover is.
Talk to me, Daddy.
When I come over there and spank your butt. You played against Trent. Did you go? How many yards rushing they had? You played against Trent Dilfer. How many passes?
They had 47 yards on the ground. They did nothing against you, Daddy. Where were you in the offensive package?
Shannon Sharp had an 80. Go look at his. He had one catch. This was a defensive. It was a low-scoring, hard-hitting, physical game. Ray Lewis stripped the ball from Eddie George and did a strip fumble and scored to end the game. But if you look at it, we missed the field goal. Shannon Sharp had one play tight end for 50, 60 yards.
56,
That was the biggest play of the game. It was a field position. It was a snob on the knuckle. It was a physical game. Don't talk about a hangover. It was just two teams that was physical. Unfortunately, they won. We didn't, but that was the Super Bowl. You know it. Go look who played. What was the best game in the NFC or in the whole playoff? That game right there.
Yeah.
The winner of that game was winning the Super Bowl. They motorboated the Giants. Motorboated them.
I'm looking at the box score, Lo, and I'm looking for Lorenzo Neal anywhere, and I'm seeing no catches and no totes. Did you even play in that game, Daddy?
Yeah, I played, but let me tell you something. Mike Helmendinger, rest in peace, got scared. They got scared. They wanted to go one back, ace. I was just so upset and disappointed. They scared. We can't run at Ray Lewis. When you're playing against a guy that can go downfield and play like Ray Lewis, he's a home wrecker. I mean, a friggin' football wrecker. You go at him. That's when you play. If I'm playing against friggin' Fred Warner back in the day, you run right at those guys. Don't let them use their ability. Go sideline to sideline. You line up and you go right at them. That's what we didn't do against the Baltimore Ravens. You line up and let me go wear those guys out. They didn't want it like I wanted it. I'm fired up right now, Dibs.
Come on, bring that same energy in here. You know where to find me, big fella. Let's go. Come at me, Daddy. I miss you, kid.
You guys are the best. Let's go, Niners. Hey, guys, put it this way. It's not over, but the Niners, seriously, this is a game that you need to win. You have a chance. Are you going to win? You might lose every game in your division. This is not good.
Low, tell Dibs this is a must win for the Niners.
Yeah, I tell you what, if this is a huge game. I mean, mathematically, if they lose, do they still got a chance because the rest of the conference? Yes.
Thank you.
But morale-wise and just now you haven't won one game in your own conference, that's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Al Del Greco missed three field goals that day. I don't blame you.
See, I told you.
That game was a snobber knocker.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If we make those, we're in the Super Bowl. But you can't say hangover and we didn't come to play. We were ready, bro.
I remember watching that game, and I'm like, these Titans, they're in love with their press clippings. I'm kidding.
You know what? Both you guys go to hell.
And he hung up. And he walked us off.
That's incredible.
There it is. That's my brother. Yes. I mean, it's a window into like 3.5 years of my career right there. You got Snobber Knocker.
Go to hell, Dibs.
Y'all, so many good ones.
That was incredible.
And he might be, as we speak, turning around his car in Fresno. He might be heading up here.
I think he just slammed it into a wall. He just crashed his car.
Both of you can go to hell.
Dink.
That's great. I love him. That's my guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.